know if we need to vote on that. We've had some good discussion. I like that idea, and at least it'll be something we can try once. And I like the idea of the summer, where there's maybe a little more flexibility with some of the board members. So why don't we just carry that over to our planning of the next board meetings coming up. And I'm thinking maybe we should plan for maybe pick the meeting location. Typically we meet in Lincoln on the February board meeting because of weather and circumstances like that. Does anybody have any objections to having the next board meeting in Lincoln in February?
No. Nope.
Works.
Works, okay. Now, do we want to pick a May date or skip over that and say that we're going to have a...
Are you suggesting the first Saturday in February?
Right. Mm-hmm. First Saturday in February. I don't have my calendar here, but have that in Lincoln. Probably be at the your office site there. And then maybe we could leave the May. I don't know. Do we need to plan out a little bit?
I would suggest that we tentatively set some dates.
Yeah.
And locations.
Okay.
But leave it open for the new board members in case they
focus,
so they have some input.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about in tradition, we'll meet the first Saturday in May. Location, anybody got any ideas for location for the May board meeting?
Well, do we have to keep in mind, are there any special things we have to keep in mind, like not go somewhere where we're going to stay overnight? I mean, and we're gonna be, you know, just having that in mind, that'll dictate kind of how far we will go, like Nebraska City or Omaha, or even, I don't know, even when we go to Norfolk, sometimes we've stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be. So anyway, so is there any kind of financial reason we need to be staying closer to home?
Not this year for financial reasons.
Not this year, okay.
And the focus topic for May, usually there isn't one, but
oh,
it is,
yeah,
the executive director.
Executive director,
oh, yeah.
Annual review.
Annual review. Last year was kind of an exception to that. We,
yeah,
also did it at NCEC BVI.
Right, right. So, well, what's anybody think about Norfolk? It's been a while since we've been there. Sometimes we have public there.
It's a nice place. Nice.
Carney, you got a new person.
Mm-hmm.
Carney's good too.
Carney, okay. Carney would be kind of a good.
Not being on the board anymore at that point in time.
Uh-huh.
Something that interests me that would interest me as a board member to go to Carney or Norfolk,
yeah,
or one of the other areas where we've closed an office,
sure,
is to to see the staff, be able to see how things are operating.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our physical door is no longer there, that we don't have a brick and mortar location any longer, how has that affected services in those areas? And perhaps that could even really be the focus topic for one of those meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And
yeah,
then also give the public an opportunity,
yes,
to be heard.
So,
Carney? What's the board think about Carney?
Carney sounds good.
Carney in May.
But I thought that was the annual review. Would we have a focus topic and the annual review on that?
Good point.
You could. Like I said, we did it,
yeah,
in May last year. We were at the school,
yeah,
for blind.
And maybe the staff at Carney could maybe help lead that focus topic.
Well, the whole review thing never takes that long anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Carney in May. Well, how about February? Do we have a focus topic before we get too far ahead?
Yeah, we do need one.
Any ideas on focus topics?
Well, I would like to see a little bit of maybe the consumer agencies talking about like mentors and mentees. And I know that NFB has a mentor program. Does the ACB, I don't know, that's what I love to see is my kids being able to mm-hmm. see successful blind adults.
Well, could we do a program on the mentoring program, Carlos?
We could, but it would mainly be NFB. And my friend would think he wants to know if the other consumers.
I'll tell you, ACB does not have anything, and I'll tell you, I support what the NFB is doing because it's good for the kids, so you're not going to get any pushback from me.
Yeah, so it's up to you. Do you just want to talk about the mentoring program and the NFB have? And that's the case.
And maybe have some mentors available and maybe some mentees.
Yeah, maybe have a couple mentees come in.
Okay.
So maybe Shane could help put that together.
You're talking about that for February?
February, yeah.
Okay.
So the mentoring program.
Sounds good.
All right. And, what's her name could help out? I can't think of her name right now. Kelly Coleman. She's a dynamite person. Okay, that brings us to August. And that's the time we're talking about maybe meeting on an alternative day to Saturday. My feeling is if we're going to have it during the week, we should probably have it near Lincoln or Omaha so that we can maybe get some people come that have always wanted to come, but because the schedules can't. Any other thoughts on that?
Fine.
Robert, you got any thoughts?
I just was trying to figure out you were saying not really in Lincoln or Omaha, but somewhere nearby.
Oh, I'm thinking maybe Lincoln would be, if we had it during the week, Carlos, do you see any of your staff wanting to come, or would they come that maybe wouldn't otherwise?
I don't know.
Okay.
It would benefit us, not the next time, but those who usually don't come, we have a lot of center programs also.
Sure.
What'd you say, Nancy?
And I said that the center students are there too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they could come
on the weekend.
I guess another thought with that is when we meet in Lincoln, and even here, we're meeting at the state, or we're meeting at our office facilities. We're meeting here in the state office building on a weekend at a time where we're not very visible. Mm-hmm. When we meet in Lincoln, we're meeting in the Lincoln Medical Cooperative Partnership, whatever building where we have our offices. We're not very visible. Mm-hmm. If we meet in Lincoln during the week, could we make use of, is there a cost to making use of some of the other facilities, like down at the Capitol building or the state office building? I guess what I'm trying to say is if we're going to do this to allow additional people to attend, do it in a way that where these types of meetings are maybe more commonly held, where it is where it's more visible, allowing people to come, maybe inviting senators or their staff to attend. I don't know if they really would, but
that'd be visible.
I guess just is there more that we can do with this? If we're going to do something outside of the time we normally meet, is there something more we can do with it?
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. We wouldn't necessarily have to come up with that plan today.
No.
Because that's a good idea.
Something to think about for the February meeting.
How about we say August, first week in August, we'll be in Lincoln. It's not the first weekend. That weekend, first week in August, we'll be in Lincoln. Now we just need to pick a Friday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Right.
I kind of like the idea of Friday just because if we do have some people that want to travel, they're not traveling completely on quick time.
I would think you'd want to stick to a Friday myself.
Yeah. So how about we do first Friday in August?
Sounds right.
In Lincoln?
Either that or the last Friday in July.
Okay.
July 31st is a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
I like it. Usually you get into August, things start getting busy, so.
Yeah.
Go. July 31st on a Friday. And then typically we have our November meeting in Omaha, so I don't know if we should just keep to that too. On the first Saturday in November in Omaha.
Sounds right.
Okay. So focus topics, we've got focus topics for February and May. Should we decide to focus topics at another time?
Let's wait for our new people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have one other thing about
dates.
So this is a controversial topic, but one that is appropriate now as we're picking dates. Would the board be looking to have a retreat with the new board members the first quarter of the year?
I know it was helpful for me 4 years ago when we did that.
I agree 100% that it was helpful.
Yeah.
I would suggest and recommend it, especially where you have, just like when Mark and I came on, you got two new board members coming on. I would suggest that you guys do plan something like that.
I would assume that you would want to have it sooner than later.
Right, right.
With them coming on board, maybe it wouldn't happen in January because it's so quick. But
sure.
But that it would happen in the first quarter.
Right.
Maybe you guys are able to use the February meeting to pick the date.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you could start to plan it.
Right. No, I like that. That's.
And
then that way it'd give the new people a chance to be at a meeting so they know what to
right.
go over at the board retreat.
Yeah.
Sure. No, I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah.
I think that was very helpful. And you did a great job of kind of having the resources.
I think it's money for that.
Yeah.
Who's going to bring the cookies, though?
Yeah.
We can contract with Mike.
The important thing about the retreat is that it is informational only.
Yeah.
There is absolutely
no
discussion,
business
right.
yeah.
that is conducted there. That is the requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a training opportunity.
Initiation. Did we wordsmith some stuff, though, that we are guidelines?
I don't have it archived if we did.
Yeah, I thought we kind of rewrote some things to make it more clear. But I can't remember what it was.
So.
But
just to follow up on this, was the director part of that?
No.
Okay, good. So would Mike be willing to consult with the board to be part of that? Or you guys, because I think you had a consultant, right? I mean,
we did not.
No. You did not, just
so.
The two times that it has occurred in the past, Julie and I organized it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If the board wanted to do that all on their own,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's the way it's been done in the past.
Sure.
If you guys were to ask me as a former board member to come in and assist with it, I would be willing to do so.
That'd be awesome.
The thing that I thought was valuable about it, and I won't give details, the board knows them, but I'll state them publicly, is that it was an opportunity for the board to learn about being a commission board member, and the board members being willing or able to speak freely off the record.
Mm-hmm.
There were examples of things that happened to board members that they were willing to speak freely about to other board members to educate them and to, I guess, so they understood some of the things that can happen and situations they might get into, that I know that I would never have given those examples publicly.
Right.
And that's where I thought it had a lot of value.
Was that considered a public meeting or was?
It was not.
Yes.
So mainly yes. Retreat.
Yes, it was.
It is.
It was.
Yes. It has to be. Has to be a public. A public notice has to go out with
okay.
the and it has to have an agenda.
Okay.
And
now yeah, that's what we did because
no one showed up. But you, if,
right.
if that would happen, you guys would just go into
executive
session.
We went into executive session.
That's what
yeah.
we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
yep.
how we did it.
We did that when we interviewed executive director candidates, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that one I knew had to be a public
yeah.
meeting. Because there was voting and things that were going on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
With this one, there really isn't any.
There is an
idea. A concept of it being a training session, which doesn't have to be a public meeting, but yeah, maybe we just for legality reasons, we just made it a public meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the past, the commissioner has also put together notes or summary of their meeting, and
right,
those have all been posted on the website.
Okay.
You know, that's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a public meeting, there were minutes taken.
Mm-hmm.
Summary notes, if you will, that were given. Absolutely right. Thank you, Kathy. For sure, for one of them.
Yeah. Well, how about, Robert, we put this on the agenda at the February meeting to select a date and location to have a
very good
meeting. Okay?
Very good.
And, Mike, we appreciate your offer, and we'll probably take you up on it.
Okay.
Why you got good experience that we need to value. We value. All right. Let's see. Is there any public comment on the, that's next on the agenda? Any public comment? All right.
Any public left?
Public's still awake.
I think it's kickoff time, so that's.
That happened at 11.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they're probably in the second quarter. But any last announcements by the board or anybody? Any typical last announcements?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I would like to thank everybody that came here today. Again, thank you, Mike and Chad, for your service.
Yep.
You're going to be missed but not forgotten. And there is going to be a tour of the Omaha office space after we... What's that?
Did Nancy volunteer? Have we asked
Nancy, have we asked you about... Can we see the new office space?
She laughed.
Oh, she probably getting
the key.
Oh.
She took the coffee.
All right.
She was planning on it.
Okay, she was planning on it.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to tour that office then. But otherwise, I don't think we have to have a motion tonight. We're going to adjourn the meeting at 12:10.
All right. 10,